Now, what about when you're reading for pleasure? This is a time when you might want to slow down a bit. Why force yourself to go through all these exercises when it's supposed to be fun in the first place? Keep it fun. This doesn't mean that you're not using your techniques that you've learned, but maybe just at a slower pace. Here's an example. When you record a TV show, you'll normally fast forward through the commercials. In reading, this coordinates to something that you're not interested in. Sometimes the author will go into such specific detail on something, and if it's no interest to you, in this case, speed up. Then you run across other points or sections that are very interesting. In this scenario, go back and read at whatever speed gives you the most pleasure. After all, this is pleasure reading. Next, let's look at technical reading. This is where you're skimming once again. When you're reading technical information, spend 20% of your time reading and 80% of your time reviewing the material. This is where you use your memory techniques and questioning techniques. This is where you make the marks in the book and skimming. Now, what about when you're reading information on a computer? Do you think you can speed read this? I think so. I use my mouse and I go back and forth and down with the mouse pointer, and this allows me to speed read information on my computer screen. I find this a little less effective than reading on paper, but more effective than no technique at all. Use your mouse when on a computer. Give it a try. It'll be fun. Now remember, the goal is not simply reading, it is also learning. The information that you're getting is just that, it is information. What your mind does with it, how it sees the relationships, the differences, and putting data into context is what happens when you organize the information for learning. For example, did you know that if you were in the CIA and you were in the field of intelligence, your goal would be able to create intelligence? You say, how can you create intelligence? Isn't that what you discover if you are an analyst? Yes and no. The information that you gather as an intelligence operative for the CIA is data. For example, what time the bad guys are meeting, the location, their weapons, etc., are all data. Data is not intelligence. Intelligence is the conclusion or the analysis that you draw from the information. So, in reading, you are wanting to go through this same process. What you are reading is nothing more than data. It is nothing more than information. You're going to have to take this information and then process it into intelligence. Intelligence, in this case, simply means learning. You do this by questioning the if, what, how, when. This is helping you understand the significance of what you're reading, and this is true of mastering speed reading. Our last exercise is going to be reading for comprehension. This is what you're going to do. You're going to select a book that you're familiar with or at least interested in, as usual, and then you are going to get this book and implement all the skills that you have learned up to this point. You are going to skim your book, use your memory skills. You are going to draw tick marks. You are going to read the cover or jacket. You are going to read the table of contents. In other words, you're going to do everything that you have learned up to this point. You are going to overview. You are going to preview the book. You are going to read the book. And you are going to review the book. You're going to go through all the steps. I want you to read an entire book in 30 minutes. Again, you heard that right. You are going to read an entire book in 30 minutes. Now, in this specific scenario, 30 minutes is kind of a long time, so I'm not going to play music for you and I'm not going to time you. In this instance, this is the only instance on this program when you are going to time yourself. So what I want you to do is find a book, and then after you've found this book, I want you to go through all the processes of reading. I want you to overview the book, preview the book, read the book, and I want you to attempt to do this all in 30 minutes. Obviously, you're not going to be reading a 700-page book. Pick a book that's reasonable and one that you can skim through and read in 30 minutes. This should be fun. It is a real-life test of the skills that you've learned. So when you get comfortable, set this program down and begin to practice your newfound skills.